Hello there, and welcome to our latest episode of Sociology A-Level. And today we're going to look at the labelling that goes on within schools and some studies that have been done around that. So interactionalists believe labelling theory is the action in education. And labelling theory says that people make judgments about others and label them accordingly. So the way teachers label pupils can influence a number of factors, including the pupils' identities and then ultimately also their achievement in school. And Rosenthal and Jacobson demonstrated that that pupils can bring their self-image and behaviour in line with these teacher stereotypes and expectations. And that's a phenomenon called the self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, the negative effects of the self-fulfilling prophecy are more pronounced on working class and black boys and are most positive on middle class pupils and girls, most noticeably Indian Asian girls. And teachers may label a student who gets low exam scores or performs badly in a particular class as a low achiever. Now, a student may find this label difficult to shake off, which can then create the self-fulfilling prophecy, which is what Merton said in his study in 1968. And this is when somebody starts embracing the identity of the label that they've been given. So they don't do very well in an exam, they then get seen as someone who's not particularly high achieving or maybe low achieving, and then they get stuck with that label for the rest of their school career, and they even live up to that, that expectation themselves. By coming in with the expectation of the coming in line with the expectation of the teachers. Now, consider a secondary school student who often cuts class and gets into fights. Teachers frequently tell the student off, and soon enough, the student develops a reputation as maybe they'd call him a troublemaker. And as a result, the student starts acting out even more and breaking more rules, and the student has adopted the troublemaker label and embraced that identity. And that's how the self-fulfilling prophecy can play out in some situations. Now, in a book called High School Confidential by Jeremy Iverson, he writes about his experience of a Stanford graduate posing as a student at a California high school. Now, one of the problems he identifies in his research is that teachers giving students labels that students are never able to lose. Now, one teacher told him without knowing he was a bright graduate of a top university that he would never amount to anything. And Iverson obviously didn't take this teacher's false assessment to heart, but when an actual 17-year-old student hears this from a person with authority over him or her, it's no wonder then the student might start to begin that they don't have much to live up to, and they might end up working towards that label rather than fighting against it. And that's what Iverson's study showed in 2006. So to recap that a little bit, remember that labelling theory says that people make judgments about others and label them accordingly. And the negative effects of the self-fulfilling prophecy are more pronounced in working class and black boys, and are most positive on middle class pupils and girls, most noticeably Indian Asian girls. Now, Rosenthal and Jacobson in 1968 demonstrated that pupils can bring their self-image and behaviour in line with teacher stereotypes and expectations. And we've discussed this already, that's what's known as the self-fulfilling prophecy. So they tested the theory of the self-fulfilling prophecy using a field experiment. And in a state primary school in California, they gave teachers false information about the IQ scores of some pupils. Now, pupils were selected at random, but teachers were told that one group was particularly bright and that the other group had a low IQ and weren't expected to progress very far. And what the results showed is that in general, the pupils performed in line with the false information that had been given to the teachers. So in this case, their IQ scores. And the study has been replicated many times with some of the same, with some of the results confirming the impact labelling has on academic achievement. But there are also some studies that have failed to find a relationship. So remember that Rosenthal and Jacobson tested the theory of the self-fulfilling prophecy using a field experiment, and that was completed in a state primary school in California, and they gave teachers false information about the IQs of some of the pupils. And Rosenthal and Jacobson's study, again, was a field experiment. It tested out the theory of the self-fulfilling prophecy in a primary school in California using the false IQ scores of students. And then remember as well that there was a book called High School Confidential, which Jeremy Everson looked at his experience as a Stanford graduate posing as a student in a California high school. And he found that by behaving in a certain way, he was able to get students to tell him he would amount to nothing, even though he was a bright graduate. And to go back to Rosenthal and Jacobson's study, they remember that the pupils were assigned completely randomly to the two groups with that were told that where the teachers were told they either had low or high IQ. And what the results showed that were in general, the pupils performed in line with the information that had been given to teachers, be that that they were, the students had a high IQ or a low IQ. But there are studies that have disproved that. And that is all we're going to look at in today's episode. So join us again next time. We're going to look at categorization in the next episode and how that affects relationships and processes in schools. So join us again then. If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, then head over to senecalearning.com where you can revise all of your A-level subjects absolutely free. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, then you will find a link in the bio. But if not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. While you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our revised podcasts, which cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.